latest podcast, I Woke Up Like This. I'm Katie Ryan.
And this is Ashley from Indelibel.
I'm so excited that you're here again this week. We have another really fun episode for you. Tell us what we're doing.
So we are talking about lash lifts. So kind of on the lines of eyelashes, if you are the rare bird that is allergic to the extensions like myself, or if you just don't have the time to come and see me or any of the glam squad at Indelibel every 2 weeks, then the lash lift is for you.
I had no clue that you were allergic, and that's why you didn't have eyelash extensions.
Yeah, I got them put on a while ago, and a couple days after I had them on, my eyelids started swelling.
Oh, no.
And it was like the saddest day ever that I really just wanted them. That's like what I do. And I'm allergic, so I just have super sensitive eyes. So I started researching like other alternatives of what can a person do instead of extensions. So I found out about lash lift. What is a lash lift, you ask?
Yes.
It's a perm for your lashes.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like this weird, odd, like a perm. How can you perm your lashes? Let me tell you, I looked up every YouTube video that I could find and just like researched other people and their experience getting lash lifts. And I was like, really? Like, you're putting a solution like that close to your eye. Like,
right.
This is insane. I would probably have an allergic reaction because that's just how my eyes are. So I held off for a very long time and just kept researching it. And then, you know, curiosity got the best of me. And I found somebody back in Utah that does them, and I had it done, and it was amazing. So lash lifts are ideal for people who do have long lashes,
mm-hmm.
and they just lay flat. So, you know, like you're putting on tons of mascara, you're curling them, you know, like the whole shebang, just so you can see them.
They're straight out and pointed. And
yeah, poking somebody else in the eye.
Yeah.
So it really just enhances your eyelashes, curls them up. Like, the amount of mascara you have to wear is very minimal.
Really?
Uh-huh. Just because they're curled, you know, like, you can mm-hmm. see them. So I feel that, like, when I'm not wearing any makeup, like, usually people are like, oh, I at least need to put mascara on, mm-hmm. you know. I don't feel like that at all with my lash lift. If you do have very light lashes, we'll tint them as well.
You can get a lift and tint?
Lift and tint. So somebody with blonde lashes like that,
me.
Yeah, that tint is definitely for you. So what happens is we have little rods, like little semicircles
mm-hmm.
that we glue to your eyelid. And then your eyes stay closed. It's an hour appointment,
mm-hmm.
just very much like an extension appointment. You know, we put the eye pads to protect your lower lashes from getting permed to the top.
So the rods, are they on each separate lash?
It's like one little strip of a rod, and
across,
we glue it across
okay.
your whole lid. So we glue that there, and then we take the eyelash glue and we paint them up on that rod.
Oh,
so
that curls around it.
Yes, it curls around it. So that's what takes the longest time, is to make sure that we are getting your lashes all straight, because once we perm it, whatever direction that lash is going is where it's going to be for the next month.
Right.
You know? So we want to make sure we're getting all that separation and just fanning them out and looking beautiful. And then it's a two-part solution,
mm-hmm.
a lift and then a setting lotion. And it's so thick, this solution, that it's not going to run into your eye or anything.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had any problems with people with allergies or anything like that.
Right.
So it's like weird to think, but it's very safe. You know, like we're not getting that close to your eye with it.
So yeah, when I think a perm, I am thinking chemicals, and it is changing the structure of
mm-hmm.
your hair, which in the case of your eyelashes, why would you want to go back from having flat eyelashes to curled up eyelashes? So the chemicals are not dangerous. They're not getting anywhere in your eye.
It is a chemical.
Right.
But all of the people who do lash lifts are trained
mm-hmm.
in it. And so we get it more on the middle to top of your lash. So we're not getting it close to your eyelid or the water line, you know, like, so gotcha. There's plenty of space and it's a thick paste.
Uh-huh.
So it's not running. So you just lay there with your eyes closed. You'll smell it. Like,
oh,
it will
really?
Take you back to the 80s.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, yeah, that's a perm. But then you're just laying there relaxed. And so, like you said, once you start it and you have these curled lashes,
mm-hmm.
and then when they come back in straight, you're just like, oh, what's going on? So I kind of, like, tell all of my clients it will last 4 to 6 weeks, maybe up to 8 weeks, depending on how fast your lashes
you
are growing.
You still may see a little bit mm-hmm. of that curl towards 8
so
weeks.
So just think of, like, a wilting flower.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll be all perky and like, oh, good morning. And then they'll slowly just start to droop. So when they are like that halfway droopiness,
right.
give us a call, get back in, and we'll lift the new lashes so they'll stay curled up.
Exciting. Before I had my extensions, I hated using the curler. And that's actually not even good for your lashes, right?
No, it's not good. That is like a little guillotine. Like, just think
yeah.
if that rubber was not strategically placed where it is,
mm-hmm.
like if it bumps up or it falls out and you're tired in the morning and not like thinking, what am I doing? Like, that is two metal pieces that you're just clamping down on your lashes.
Ugh.
I've had friends who have been like, I ripped out my lashes because of my eyelash curler. Did you?
I did. Oh my goodness. It was probably early in the morning and I was sitting there and I was clamping them down between the curler and my hand slipped because I had lotion on. And
oh.
it slipped and just ripped out a ton of lashes.
Oh, and
I
that
cannot
hurt.
Tell
oh.
you. It was so, it made me want to throw up. It was so gross.
I bet.
Yeah.
So
I never did it again.
But if you think about it, you're putting that same pressure on
mm-hmm.
the exact same spot of your lashes. So that's slowly like wearing down that area of your lashes.
Oh, true.
And so if you're doing it multiple times a day,
mm-hmm.
you're just slowly like sawing them down, you know, like creating that little
right
divot for it to like one day, like you could be brushing them with your mascara and they could fall out because you've just done so much pressure to that one spot.
Right.
So ditch your eyelash curler. Like, throw it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is so damaging to your lashes.
And the lash lift is healthy for your lashes?
I mean, it's a chemical. It's not, like, healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a better alternative than, like, cutting off your lashes.
Right.
You know, like, because you still want lashes. And you fuss with your lashes less, you
mm-hmm.
know? So by not touching your eyes, by not, like, putting on as much mascara or anything like that, you're giving your eyelashes breathing room to actually grow and do what they need to do,
yeah.
you know? Because you're just kicking them and, like, no, like, you can't grow. So it is a better solution
okay.
to a healthier lash.
And another relaxing appointment where you just lay there.
Yeah, with your eyes closed.
Perfect.
So it was funny because as I was drinking my coffee this morning and thinking about lash lifts, I was thinking about how you have extensions.
Right.
And of course, maternity leave, you don't really have time to come and see me every couple of weeks because
correct.
Your life is going to change.
Right.
So guess what we can do? Before the baby, well, maybe after the baby comes, you can come in and you can get a lash lift and tint. And then for like that month or so.
Yeah,
of
that'll
like
hold
you,
me over.
It will hold you over. So I know you were like stressing about.
I am, yes.
Like, what am I going to do with a new baby and trying to get lashes?
Yeah.
Let's give you a lash lift and tint.
Okay.
And
I love that idea.
You'll still see your lashes. We'll dye them black. And it will make becoming a new mom a little bit easier for you.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
So tinting is something that I'm also really excited about. Because when you tint your lashes, do you do the top and the bottom or just the top?
It just depends on the individual. So most, like, we'll always tint the top lashes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're super blonde and you can't see anything, we will tint the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, we want that uplifting look, you know, so making everything darker on top. So, like, for me, there's no point in really tinting my bottom lashes because I have black lashes.
Right.
You know?
Lucky duck.
So it's just something where the tint, we can definitely enhance where we need to give you that perfect look. Tinting, we do it right after the lash lift is completed.
Same appointment?
Yeah, same appointment okay. for your eyelashes. Mm-hmm. And then we can do an additional add-on service of tinting your eyebrows. Mm-hmm. So, like, your mom
My
does
mom gets
this.
That done, yeah. yes.
Your mom does this because she's had microblading. She has the shape, but either she has blonde hairs coming in or, you know, like, she has this nice, really dark color in mm-hmm. the back, but her eyebrow colors are changing.
So, like, my mom, she likes her eyebrows dark, mm-hmm. darker. And it just, they pop more on her face.
Yeah.
But her eyebrows and her eyelashes are even lighter than mine. And they're just coming through blonde.
Yeah.
Like super blonde. So she needs that tint.
So, yeah. Like, after I'm done doing her lashes and while they're drying, I just put on some tint on her eyebrows. And by the time her eyelashes are done drying, her eyebrows are ready to go. So it's just a little more of an enhancement that we can do for your beauty over at Indelible.
And a tint just like hair dye?
Yes. It's just like hair dye, but it's a little more specific for like the coarse eyebrow hair and lashes.
Gotcha.
So it's soaking up a little more.
About how long does that take to finish?
Like, if you're already there an appointment, mm-hmm. it's like an additional 5 minutes.
Oh.
If you're nothing, yeah. just coming in and wanting a tint just by itself with no other service, it's about a half hour appointment just
okay.
so we can make sure we get you prepped properly
gotcha.
And signing the forms and all that. So mm-hmm. a quick little beauty enhancement for you.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
So is there anything else about lash tint?
Well, I'm sure
or
there
lash,
is a lot of questions about what lash lift and tints
lift,
are.
Yes.
But we're going to save that for the next episode for Frequently Asked Questions, where we're going to have a special guest who has no clue what it is. So all of the questions that you're wondering about it can be answered
okay.
on the next episode.
Great. I'll start making my list too.
Awesome. I think that does it for this episode.
It does. Thanks for joining us again.
Have a great week and let us know if you have any questions that we can answer for you.